You've reached the right place, a destination called Soul. It's the BRONX, you know what's next. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And a bowl of soul is celebrating Black History Month Part 2 here on a bowl of soul.
This is Jonathan Winstead, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stool of soul music, yeah.
Can't even wear. When I get to glory, I'll pick a seat outside, and I know all glory shall be mine.
Let's sing for
my Lord, all about
glory.
Everybody, hello, my Lord. I'm gonna shout for me. Oh, shout, oh, shout, oh, shout, oh, shout, Lord, yeah.
Lord,
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 Lord, Lord,
Lord,
Lord, Lord,
Lord,
Lord,
Lord, Lord,
and this is a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music. I wanted to start you off. First of all, happy post-Valentine's Day. I hope that you were able to do something really fantastic and special with your special someone. You know, Valentine's Day is really a big, big, big day here in the United States. And, you know, millions, billions of dollars is made off of that one celebration of love, which is Valentine's Day. And we're here on A Bowl of Soul, and we're broadcasting live on Live 365, and also this will be broadcasted on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm, Eastern Standard Time at 6 p.m. And I just wanted to play for you celebrating the Gospel Caravans here on Black History Month. And the Gospel Caravans were a gospel music group that was started in 1947 by Mr. Robert Anderson, and it reached its peak popularity during the 1960s, and it helped launch the careers of Dolores Washington, Albertina Walker, Bessie Griffin, Cassietta George, Dorothy Norwood, Inez Andrews, and of course, the great Miss Shirley Caesar, Josephine Howard. And what a lot of people don't know, it also launched the career of Miss Lolita Holloway. You better check yourself. Yes, Miss Lolita Holloway, and also Mr. Reverend James Cleveland. And this is A Bowl of Soul. You know, the Caravans, they were established in Chicago, but they did go through many personnel changes from 1951, 1961, 1962 to 1966. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And we're going to give you some doo-wop shibop bop from 1955 from the Regals, talking about You Got the Water Boiling. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
listening to a bowl of soul.
I got the water boiling, baby. I'm going to cook your goose. I got the water boiling, baby. I'm going to cook your goose. Well, I need your lovey dovey. Ain't gonna turn you loose. Well, I've got a funny feeling that I dig your style, mama. Don't you know you really driving me wild? I got the water boiling, baby. I'm gonna cook your goose. Well, I need your lovey dovey. Ain't gonna turn you loose. Well, I went to the steeple and I rang the bell. I want the whole world to know that I'm under your spell. I got your water bottle, baby. I'm going to cook your goose. Well, I need your lovey dovey. Ain't gonna turn you loose.
Zip doobie doobie dap, zip doobie doobie dap, zip doobie doobie dap, dibbie dibbie doop, dabba dabba dip doobie dap.
I'm crazy or just in a dream, but when I get you pretty, baby, I'm going to blow off steam. Now I got your water boiling, baby. I'm going to cook your goose. Well, I need your lovey dovey. Ain't gonna turn you loose.
Water balling, baby.
I got your water balling, baby.
I like that. You said, I got your water balling, baby.
I got your water balling, baby.
Here on the Bowl of Soul, celebrating doo-wop, which is part of R&B history as well. The Regals, okay? The Regals are pretty well known as the group that became Sonny Till's Orioles on the VJ record label, which really is the first black record label before Motown. VJ Records was the based out of Chicago, but you know, it all started in Cleveland with the Regals in 1950, with some guys singing jazz arrangements at the YMCA at 76 and Cedar. And when big names in jazz like James Moody and George Shearing came to town to appear at Gleason's Musical Bar, these guys would check out the local talent at the Y, and they were impressed. And basically, James Moody and George Shearing suggested that these guys call themselves the Modern Sounds. Now, the Regals consisted of Jerry Rex Middleton, falsetto and baritone, William Jarvis, tenor, Jerry Holman, baritone, tenor, Jod Rodriguez, even though his name was Rodriguez, Aaron Tex Cornelius, who was a baritone tenor, and you know, Tex, he picked up that name, Aaron Tex Cornelius. Tex, he picked that up because his mother had lived in Texas for a while. And Albert Diz Russell, bass baritone. He was a trumpet player before he joined the group. And he wore a beret like, you know, my man, Mr. Bebop himself, Mr. Dizzy Gillespie. But, you know, these guys, they really took off. And they went on to have some really big hits. On the VJ record label. You know, we celebrate black history, and part of celebrating black history is celebrating the accomplishments and achievements of all black people, regardless if they're in music, you know, they're in history, whether they have accomplished being an inventor or they are accomplished in business. Here on A Bowl of Soul, we celebrate Black History Month. And coming up next, we're going to give you a nice rendition of Baby I Need Your Lovin' by Double Exposure. I mean, I really believe they did a great rendition of this song, And I'm going to play it for you here on A Bowl of Soul. And I hope that you're listening to me live on Live 365. And this will also be broadcasted on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm, at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific. And you know you're going to get some soul here on A Bowl of Soul.
This is your man, J. Mose, and y'all listening to soul music at its best. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Ah.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Exposure, Baby, I Need Your Love. And I really do believe that that was a nice remake of that song. You know, many people have remade this song. Even Johnny Rivers had remade this song. But you know, when Holland Dozier and Holland really did write a beautiful song for the Four Tops, Baby, I Need Your Love. And I really think that this was really a good smoking remake of that song. This was off of the album called 10%. From 1976 on the South Soul record label. And as you know, the Double Exposure is an American Philadelphia-based R&B soul group, and they are best known for their 1976 hit, 10%. But you know, what a lot of people don't know about Double Exposure, you know, a lot of people just know that they came out in that particular time frame, which was in the mid-70s. But nobody really knows how they got together and how long they've been together prior to them debuting with their hit single in 1976. But Double Exposure had been together since 1961 with the members Leonard Butch Davis, Chuck Whittington, Jimmy Williams, and Joe Harrison. They were originally known as the United Image, and they released two singles on Stax Records. Check that out. And you know, Stax Records just recently released a new anthology of unreleased Stax singles. I gotta check that out. They had a single on Stax Records in 1971 called Love's Creeping Up on Me, and the African Bump on Branding Iron Records in 1972. They were signed to Salso Records in 1975 and released their debut album, of which I bought. At that time, I was like 10 years old. I bought this album, 10%. And the album featured the title track, which was remixed by Walter Gibbons, and it reached number 54 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 2 on the Dance Disco charts. And the other hit that they had, which was written by the late great Mr. Bunny Siegler, who we lost last year. Mr. Bunny Siegler wrote the song "Every Man Has to Carry His Own Weight." And also, we have another single that was hot off of that album called "My Love Is Free." You know, Double Exposure, you know, they're still going strong to this day. But, you know, we did lose one of the singers, and he died last year on October 31st, 2016. Mr. Jimmy Williams, he had passed away. He had died from cancer. But here on A Bowl of Soul, we celebrate Double Exposure, you know, and let me tell you, to this day, a lot of house heads have heard remixes, you know, of their music, and, you know, they really were a big, big influence upon me, upon the dance scene, and they do have their legacy set in stone, and we celebrate them here on A Bowl of Soul.
Hi there, this is Kathy Cousins. If you want to listen to classic soul and independent R&B music, you've reached the right place. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
I know you like that. That's hot. That's a remix from DJ K-Salam and Beatnik. Marvin Gaye, a remix version of Marvin Gaye. Let's Get It On. I hope that you was grooving to that. I mean, I really love that. If you want to check out more music by K-Salam and Beatnik, just go to K-Salam, K-S-A-L-A-A-M-A-N, K-Salam, with a D, Beatnik, B-E-A-T-N-I-C-K .bandcamp.com. Again, K-Salam, K-S-A-L-A-A-M-A-N-D, Beatnik, B-E-A-T-N-I-C-K .bandcamp.com. And that came off of the album that they did. They did a remix of all the Motown hits, and it's called Beatnik and K-Salam, Never Can Say Goodbye. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And we're going to stay on that Motown vein with the Jackson 5. And, you know, people are really shocked that this single that they did, All I Do Is Think of You, you know, they were the ones that did that song first. Okay? You're going to hear it, and you're going to hear where it came from, the original. This came off of the album Moving Violations, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
I can't wait to get to school each day and wait for you to pass my way. And bells start to ring and angels start to sing. Hey, that's the girl for you.
Oh yeah.
So what are you gonna do?
All I do is think of you. That is the Jackson 5. That is a classic. You know, the album Moving Violation really was the last album that the Jackson 5 did for Motown before they moved to Epic Records, and they got together with Gamblin' Huff, giving them that Philly soul sound on that album called The Jacksons, in which they did Show You the Way to Go. But this album, Moving Violations, if you ever get a chance, add it to your compilation. It's really a great album, and they really had some nice songs, you know, on that album. I mean, that's a classic album, and you heard the original. All I Do Is Think of You, and this is A Bowl of Soul. And, you know, coming up next, we're going to give you some sweet music. I had played this song some time back on A Bowl of Soul. I think it's still hot. It's from Hamdan Al-Abri, Muslim brother, talking about falling. You know what? We all are falling sometimes before we get, you know, before we get back up. But this is A Bowl of Soul, and we're coming at you live here on Live 365, and it's going to be rebroadcasted on it's also going to be rebroadcasted on the Progressive Radio Network.
This is Jav York, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul with Terry Ferguson.
No longer see myself. Am I changing? I'm losing my sense of being. This is how it's supposed to be. Have we come to the end? Are we over? But what I can't understand is why are we on this land? And what's the purpose of being a being human? More questions than answers. Now I'm feeling kind of weary as I watch the time disappear, and it feels like I'm gonna lose my mind. But what I can't comprehend with all the chances that we have, what are we living for? The future generations are they done for?
Some R&B soul from Mr. Hamdan Al-Abri, who was born April 18th, 1981. He was born in the United Arab Emirates. His parents, Mukrim Al-Abri, a Zanzibari musician, and Fatma Matar Tajir, a doctor from Ugandan, Comorian, and Indian background, married his father and moved to the United Arab Emirates in the late 1960s. Music has played a prominent role in Hamdan's upbringing. His father, who is a Zanzibar musician, he played Tarab music and African music genre with a mixture of Arabic and Indian, of which you heard in this song. Mukrim performed widely in Zanzibar. His father, and he sang and played the guitar, bass guitar, keyboard, and the French accordion. Hamdan studied at the International School of Chofat in Sharjah, where his classmates encouraged him to join the music club. And after completing school in 2001, he moved to Miami, Florida, and studied at the Miami University of Art Design. And while he was in college, he was in a rock band called Plex, in which he played. In which he sang lead vocals. This song was from 2011, and it was off of Hamdan's EP, which it was a combination. Well, really, it's a solo EP where he did a little bit of experimentation. He did a little bit, this one was like very ethnic. When I say ethnic, meaning his background, but it still had a soul feel on it. And one of the singles on his EP was Falling. And definitely, you know, I thought this song was hot. Someone sent me this single. I thought it was so beautiful. He is celebrating Hamdan Al-Abri here on A Bowl of Soul. And you know what? You need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s. A little bit of the 60s. Thrown in with some of the 70s. Mix well with the 80s. Bring to boil with the 90s. And just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
giving you some Philly style soul arranged by Mr. Bobby Martin. From courtship, love ain't love till you give it to somebody. You know, these are like these classic gems, you know, that you discover and that you find. You know, sometimes you think you've heard all the records you've heard in your lifetime, and you know what? You still haven't heard some. And there are certain records from different years that, you know what, you thought you heard that record? Nah, you ain't heard it. But sometimes you can rediscover classics, and you can rediscover hits that way. You know, this single came out, was released on the TK Glades label, which is based out of Florida, but it was released in 1973, and you know, it had that Philly, and it was a B-side. This is what you would call a B-side hit. And you know, it had that vein, you know, that stylistics, Delphonics, you know, type, feel on it. But I still say it's classic soul, baby, and this is a bowl of soul. We play classic soul and R&B, you know, and I think it's important to recognize that. And coming up next, we got something from the rapper who was down with the G-Unit with 50 Cent, Mr. Lloyd Banks, you know, doing something mellow, like a lover's rap type thing, with R&B soul singer Mr. Avant. This single is called Karma, you know, and, you know, this is kind of like following in the same vein of LL Cool J, because, you know, LL Cool J, Ladies Lover James, you know, a lot of his singles, you know, he had some hard singles, but he also had the song for the ladies. So we're going to premiere this song here. Well, it's not a premiere, but it's been played before, but you're going to check this out, because I think it's sweet. Here on A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Come on. I am the one you denied. You pushed me off every time I tried, but I'm alright. I'm able to swallow my pride. All the booze to the side. If you're ready to ride, I'm down for a one night stand. I'll accept it any way that I can, cause I ain't your man. I'll try for whatever it's worth. Just remember who played who first, yeah.
I can't keep my eyes off you. I can tell why them other guys lost you. They kind of red and the flying saucer, and that's why I can offer similarities in my characters. Haven't you heard the word round town? How I get down, they go and whistle. Everybody part is official when that with you. Got my hard as a missile. Don't hop on top, cause I ride around with a pistol. If they pull us over, I'll be out of town with an issue. If you was mine, I'd introduce you to mama. Girl, you're styling in your boots and Gabbana. I'm so used to your brother. I take trips cause out in Houston it's hotter. Throwing that Al Green and Juiced Impala. Lay my jewels on my collar. You had me feeling like a fool when I hollered. Trying to squeeze in, but you wasn't bothered. Now I ain't either. Soon as I realized that I ain't either. She in a rush to get close to me, but I ain't eager.
The one you denied, you push me off every time I try, but I'm alright. I'm able to swallow my pride, put all the food to the side. If you're ready to ride, I'm down for a one night stand. I'll accept it any way that I can, cause I ain't your man. I'll try for whatever it's worth. Just remember who played who first, yeah.
Look, I don't mean to bother you, but your sex appeal is remarkable. You make a G wanna walk around in the park with you. There ain't no telling the kind of things I'ma start to do. If I get wrapped up on your too fast, I can tell you feel the same as when I asked you last. So I'ma leave it at that, take a hint and put in my math. I imagine you probably look twice as good in the bath. And I'm bugging, cause I can see you right in the hood when I pass. I'm never stable cause business is on my, but you can be the one that I visit before I dash. And I admit, I've been a tight and split, but you can't blame me for the females that I've been getting with. Cause most of these bros just had their eyes on my grit, till they ain't get shit and learn to be satisfied with the and if you ain't worth it, that's all you get. I ain't gonna blame you, I'ma blame all you. Cause
I am the one you denied. You push me off every time I try, but I'm alright. I'm able to swallow my pride and put all the food to the side. If you're ready to ride, I'm down for a one night stand. That I can, cause I ain't your man. I'll try for whatever it's worth. Just remember who played who
version, yeah.
It seems like your attitude only appears when I'm mad at you. When several situations occurring, that includes when I'm going too long, riding through them avenues. As soon as I get home, it's rumors and scattered news. You know my fantasies, am I feeling things that can't just be? Your girlfriend trying to sandwich me. My heart's cold and it sandwich me. Cause I come from the hood where the hammers beat. I move fast, better switch pace and pop a Listerine stripping before you get all up in the bitch face. Moving your body like this will make me blow like a bottle of Chris. Man, I don't know, knowing how to twist. You got my temperature rising from your hips and your thighs and the neck laying. Your eyes are brightening up a horizon. It comes naturally, I don't bribe them. As easy as 1, 2, 3 and I slide in.
Having some technical difficulties there. Look like we got shortchanged there for a minute. But we're going to keep the groove going. We're going to premiere some new soul music here on A Bowl of Soul from Ezra Rosen Williams and Sopacio Jones, talking about Watching You. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Such an ordinary day. And then I laid my eyes on you. You were standing next to everyone. Then I saw your soul as it reached out to me, like a lighthouse in the storm. Felt so much like you stopped time as you were running through my mind.
I've been watching you,
watching you
from afar.
Oh yeah.
Yes you are. So lovely,
so lovely.
Wondering if I could stand right next to you.
Oh, let me breathe you in.
Let me breathe you in.
Let me breathe you in.
Let me breathe.
Let me breathe in.
Let me breathe you in.
For a moment in this time and space, playing cool, casual, look away. I feel the air leaving me, simple attraction,
calling for action.
I hear you without a word. It's your moves all up to you. Now's the time
passing by
to plant the seed. You and me.
You want to
do,
we can do it.
you some new music from Rawson, talking about Watching You. This song was released on February 10th, 2018, and you know Rawson was born in Pinson, Alabama. Okay, and he was inspired by other artists such as Prince, Isley Brothers, Earth, Wind & Fire, Al Green, the great Rance Allen, D'Angelo, and Kim Burrell. But definitely check out Rawson. He's back after a 3-year hiatus, and he released a full-length studio album on Starlight Records on November 17, 2015. And his last album, Urban, was released on July 7th, 2017. And make sure you check out Rawson. Just go to www.rawsunmusic.com. Make sure you support independent R&B soul music. You can also go to Reverb Nation by going to Rawson's Reverb Nation site by going to www.reverbnation.com/Rawson. R-O-S-A-R-O-S-Z-U-N-N music. Coming up next, we also got some new soul music from Sergio Davis talking about You Need, Hey, Let's Go. That's what Sergio Davis is talking about. He's saying, let's go. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hey, Sergio, let's go.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Show love. Where are the people who wanna party?
Show love.
Let's go. There's a new dance. It's going down tonight. Let's go. Somebody sipping gin and juice. They wanna get loose. Let's go. There's a pretty fine thing walking in the club. Let's go. Hey, Mr. DJ, won't you play a song for us? Let's go. Where are the people wanna party?
Who wanna party?
Let's go. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Where are the people?
Where are the people wanna party?
Wanna party? Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Tonight is going down. It's all around the town. Let's go.
Well,
let's go,
let's go.
And girl, it's all on you and what you wanna do. Let's go.
Let's go, come on.
We can go anywhere that you wanna go.
Well,
I gotta hit the flow.
Let's go, come on.
You're looking so good, I'll take you through the hood. Let's go, let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's go.
Hey, hey, you, what you wanna do?
All right,
it's you
and me,
we're doing it, you see.
Come on.
Come on.
Where are the people?
Where are the people?
Who wanna party?
Who wanna party?
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Where are the people?
Where are the people?
Who wanna party?
Who wanna party?
Let's go,
let's go, let's go, let's go.
Giving you some Southern, and I mean some Southern fried soul. Mr. Sergio Davis out of Birmingham, Alabama, talking about Let's Go. This is off of Sound Minds Records. Mr. Tony Gideon, who he himself used to sing in a doo-wop group back in the days in the 50s in Chicago. He sent me this single, Let's Go, from Mr. Sergio Davis. Make sure you find this single on iTunes and support Mr. Sergio Davis putting down some Southern Fried Soul for you here on A Bowl of Soul. And I want you to catch up with A Bowl of Soul on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm, at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific. You can catch up with A Bowl of Soul also live on live365.com as well. Make sure you catch up. Go to my website, www.abowlofsoul.com. You can hear A Bowl of Soul also on iHeartRadio.com. I'm really thank you so much, iHeartRadio, for the love and the listeners. Definitely you can catch up with A Bowl of Soul as well on iTunes. Make sure you follow me on Facebook, A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. You can also follow me on Twitter at abowlofsoul.com. And make sure you can email me at abowlofsoul@gmail.com as well. Also, A Bowl of Soul, Professor T. Love, yours truly, has teamed with the professor. And we have a talk show called Love, Sex, and Relationships. And make sure you catch up with us, where we will talk to you about what's going on with love, sex, and relationships. And hopefully you can get some tips and definitely see how everyone can always benefit from improving their love life, their relationships, all around, just being a totally whole human being. Make sure you catch up with us, with our podcast, which will come on Live 365. We will be doing it live. We'll be doing it live. We had done it live on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Stay tuned. Make sure you be looking up on Facebook to see when we will be broadcasting live again, letting you know about love, sex, and relationships. The last thing we did was about doing some things, nice things for Valentine's Day. I'm going to leave you with my man from Brooklyn's own, Master Ace. There's something about Brooklyn. So much talent in Brooklyn. Master Ace talking about the grind with the Apocalypse, featuring Apocalypse. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Yeah. Send this one out to everybody trying to make ends meet. Yeah.
I'm on the grind. Still got my money on my mind. And I feel like I'm walking on the line. When it seems like I'm running out of time, that's when I'm going on the grind.
Hey yo, I'm trying to make my dollars double. I done found a place to fit in for niggas trying to get into this power struggle. I work hard on the job like immigrants, and always try to get my first half in advance. It sounds strange, but the rap game is not a game. You can make a lot of money, gain a lot of fame, but don't get it twisted. You can get addicted, buy a mansion in the Hamptons and get evicted. Now if you call me and I'm not around, I'm probably putting my grind down, doing shows out of town. I be the manager, road manager, and call handler, booking agent, choreographer, and tour planner. I be the VP of marketing and promotions, producer and arranger. What a range of emotions. And after it all, I still gotta perform at 3 o'clock in the morning when half the fans are gone, but it's fine. Been on the grind since like 88 or 89. The game is foul like a plate of swine. Now is there anybody kind like me? Is anybody out there on the grind like me? For everybody working 9 to 5, for everybody trying to rise with their eyes on the prize. I'm with you, we all going through it, but yo, deep down inside I know we still going through it. Oh,
I'm on the grind, still got my money on my mind, and I feel like I'm walking on the line. And it seems like I'm running out of time. That's why I'm always on the grind. Yeah, I'm on the grind. Still got my money on my mind. And I feel like I'm walking on the line. When it seems like I'm running out of time, that's when I'm going
on the grind. I really feel I'm blessed, cause I was born with a talent to rhyme. But the stress got me this close to quitting sometimes. On a crowded A train every morning, I can't wait for the day. My hustle game don't gotta start this way. Niggas think it's all good when they see me and hear my CD, and think I'm jumping in the 745 with TVs. They don't know I miss tours and shows to go to work and pay bills and keep throwing my clothes in the shadow of a legend. So they expect me to spit and sound like him, but y'all need to let it go. Every day I face the crossroad of rapping drugs, album cuts and singles and crackheads and clapping thugs. When I'm broke, my moms won't even give me a hug. But on payday, I'm a baby and she call it love. I keep making my moves, cause one day I'ma prove I got what it take and I will not lose, yeah.
I'm on the grind, still got my money on my mind. And I feel like I'm walking on the line. And it seems like I'm running out of time. That's why I'm always on the grind, yeah. I'm on the grind, still got my money on my mind. And I feel like I'm walking on the line. When it seems like I'm running out of time, that's when I'm going on the grind.
On your grind, ladies and gentlemen. That's what it's all about. And that was Master Ace, and I hope you enjoyed listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Remember, treat people as you wish to be treated. As you get older, you find out that, you know, you get more flies with honey than with vinegar, meaning that you have to learn how to attract things to yourself. And we can do that with love, peace, and tranquility. I hope that you enjoyed this segment of Bowl of Soul, and catch up with me next week where we're going to put it on you, celebrating part 3. February is Black History Month. This is yours truly, Professor T. Love, and I will see you till next time.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.